When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Bomstad Dental. High of 37 degrees today. Peaks of sun and mild. It will change late this afternoon into this evening. A low of 2 below. Icy sidewalks. It's going to get slick on the roads and on the sidewalks. Be careful. Wednesday, sunny. Winds northwest 15 to 25 miles per hour. A high of 5 degrees. Thursday, numbing sunlight with less wind. A high of 1 below. Currently, it's cloudy and 27 degrees here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Twin Cities nonprofits are seeing a little bit of a decline in people who want to volunteer their time. The fast-spreading Omicron variant, the increase in COVID cases are a concern for a lot of people. So fewer people are taking the time to show up and volunteer. Joining us now is the executive director of Hands On Twin Cities, Tracy Nielsen. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Vanita.
I must say, thank you so much for joining us. I have to give a real plug to handsontwincities.org. Love your website in finding volunteer opportunities. I've been able to do that. It's so easy to navigate. What are you all seeing as far as people wanting to volunteer, and where is the need the greatest?
Absolutely. Well, I think around this time of year, we typically see a little bit of a dip after the holidays. A lot of people go out and volunteer around the holidays, and in January, they're taking a little break, but as we know this year, there are some special circumstances with everything going on with the pandemic. We see people who are just, if they're afraid that they're sick, they can't come in, they have to cancel last minute, or if they've been exposed, or if they just have long-standing health concerns, or particularly older volunteers that haven't felt comfortable returning back. So all of those things have led to a little bit of a dip in volunteerism right now.
When you go to handsontwincities.org, as I mentioned, you can put in your interests, your availability, what you want to do, and then it's so handy. You're able to see all the different volunteer opportunities. Where do you see what organizations need the most help? Is it spread out everywhere, or are there certain areas that are seeing more of a need?
Yeah, I would say that one high need right now is definitely around food distribution, so making sure that people have access to food. So whether you're in St. Paul, Keystone Community Services looking for assistance, Veep in Bloomington, Prism in Apple Valley, I mean, there are organizations all across the Twin Cities Metro right now that need help with whether it's food distribution or just being a driver, whether it's Meals on Wheels or this food reclamation, so going to local stores and then being able to bring back the unclaimed food to those different food pantries. Those are all big needs as well, but we see it in thrift stores, and we also have a lot of still pro bono opportunities and online virtual opportunities for people who don't feel comfortable. There's still something for them.
Oh, that's interesting. It's 8:25. We're talking to Hands On Twin Cities Executive Director Tracy Nielsen. What are some of those online kind of opportunities that you could do?
Yeah, we have phone companions for seniors with gifts for seniors and little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Second Harvest is looking for people to do phone calls to remind seniors about getting their food. We have everything from like tech innovation through Achieve Minneapolis or Create Minneapolis to we're even hosting a Connected for Social Justice Day that's focused on pro bono volunteerism. So if you have expertise in any area, that is a virtual event that we're looking for volunteers for too. So lots of things happening online as well.
Nice to know. And for those who do decide, you know, I really want to help and be there in person, are there special safety procedures? I assume nonprofits are really being careful about when they bring volunteers in.
Absolutely. All of the safety protocols are continuing to evolve with the CDC recommendations. So, of course, masking, social distancing, all of those things have been in place with our partners since the beginning of the pandemic. So people can know that when they're going to these nonprofits, they should definitely feel safe as we can be these days.
Exactly. Do you find that people, if they can't come, they're contributing money? It seems like early in the pandemic and after the murder of George Floyd, people were very inspired to volunteer, to contribute. Is that still something that nonprofits are seeing?
Definitely. I think particularly with seniors that haven't been able to volunteer, that they have been contributing and donating. I would say that there is still high need for in-kind items as well. So whether you can give actual dollars, or also there's different hygiene needs, there's different in-kind needs as well for people to donate. So there's always that option for people that don't feel safe to volunteer.
Tracy Nielsen, thank you so much for joining us. She's the executive director of Hands on Twin Cities. The website is handsontwincities.org. I can't even begin to tell you what a great website you have in finding volunteer opportunities, whether it's an online opportunity or in person. It's just a great resource for being able to help Twin Cities nonprofits. Thank you so much for everything you do. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. We'll be back with weather and traffic.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.